The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, my listening audience. This is Kenny's Corner. It is 6:30 in the evening. The children should be out of the vehicle. It is time for adult conversation. Another wet, breezy, moist Tuesday for us to have some adult conversation. We're in our relationship series, and we're talking about sex, relationship, and all of the other additives that make us who we actually are. Now, last week, the show was hot, was sizzling. This week, the show is going to be breaking the temperature scale. This evening, I have with me someone that we premiered on the show last week. We used some of his content. The one and only Selector Zoe. Zoe is going to talk to us this afternoon about the male perspective on love, on dating, on sexuality, on relationships in the 242 in 2024. As I was coming into the station, there were two ladies that met me. I'm appreciative of the fact that the ladies are listening and the men are listening and the men are calling in, and that we are actively turning up the volume on what it is that we want to have a conversation about. There are two questions. One lady, her name was Lisa. She said she just wanted to be identified as Lisa. And the other lady's name was Veronica. I'm not sure if Veronica is like a real name, because I mean, I don't know, but this is what they gave me. One lady, her question was, honesty or transparency? What is the better of the two? And this other lady left this question. They both wrote them on the same piece of paper. How do you distinguish love from lust? Now, Selector Zoe, you had some content last week. Mm-hmm. And the content was about normalizing sex or having normal sex. What do you mean by that? Now, Zoe, last week, mm-hmm. we had somebody on the show and we said a bad word. No bad words.
First thing first, good night, ladies and gentlemen. It's yours truly, Selector Zoe here. You guys spoke about, you know, normalizing sex, and I actually spoke about it as well, too, on my platform. Honestly, love, I just feel as if that we have to get back to the times where sex was sex. I feel like sex now ain't even sex no more. Honestly speaking, the fact that I think we watching too much TV and too much porn getting watched now.
Right.
Like, we into trying too much of things now.
Right.
I think the toys are more important now than a human body.
And that throws you off.
Love, like, first of all, a toy mm-hmm. is packed with batteries.
Right.
I glad we're having this conversation right now. Because I can come in hot.
Come in hot.
These ladies need to understand, a man cannot keep up with a toy.
Absolutely.
Let's just start with that.
Okay.
And I think now the toy is confusing women from reality on what's really going on. If you put a battery inside your toy, mm-hmm. and this toy is set to use for like 2 hours, ain't no man could juice you for 2-3 hours straight. Let's just start with that. Let's be real.
Right.
How you expect a man to juice you for 3-4 hours straight? And why are you using this toy so much? The toy is now taking out the feeling inside you for JJ.
Absolutely.
That's why you ain't feeling that no more. The feeling ain't gone with the toy.
It's gone.
If it gone, it been gone a long time.
Let me ask you something. I want you to answer this question that the lady left for me at the brought to me at the radio station. Lust and love. Do you think that women in the 242, young women, old women, they get into sex too quickly? I want an honest opinion, Nazo.
Too quickly?
Yes. The first date, I take you out, you take the girls out. And then the second date, the clothes off? Is that how it works now?
I mean, what you attracted to is what you attracted to, you know.
Okay.
You know, you like what you like.
Right.
I feel as if that sometimes the attraction could be so heavy to the point you just lose focus on what's really, yeah, we need to get to know each other a bit slower.
Okay.
But
okay.
The body wants what it wants.
Okay.
I feel as if that men is love too late and women love too early.
Men love too late and women love too early.
Yeah.
So you talking some talk tonight.
Yeah, see, because I can come in hot now.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I won't say a lot of women is move too quick, but I would definitely say this. You should try to get to know the person as much as possible before sexual transactions is being made.
This is a text already coming in hot. Zoe, you talking for us X generation. Talk to us because we listening. I want you to tell me as a man, as a real man, I am not no, I'm going to spell it. I'm not no P-U-N-K.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me, Zoe. Tell us. Tell the people. You don't think these gals always hot up and ready? And it's always about corn? That's just how he wrote it.
Okay, I know exactly where he's coming from right now. I feel as if that right now, these ladies are being misled by a lot of influencers and a lot of celebrities that's challenging them to do this type of behavior. And I feel as if as men, you have good women and you have bad women. That young man, good women.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Understood.
Because most women nowadays, it's like a transactional thing now. They want to be paid to be in a relationship and they want to be paid for their services. I don't have no problem with them.
Okay.
But the problem I have with them is that when we establish that to say, hey, well, you selling, you upset now. You selling.
But exchange is no robbery.
That's what I'm saying. That's cool. But they don't want to be. What I've seen now over the past year is the fact that they don't want to be known as the prostitute.
Okay. But you are.
That's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
Because now, if you're telling me now, for me to see you, I have to pay you to see you.
You're selling. Okay.
And to that young man right there, he needs to find a woman that likes him. Women that like you don't perform those behaviors to you.
No.
Now, if you like her, she can tox you.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So absolutely. That's why it's tell men, find women that have high interest in you. The energy be totally different.
I will talk to you about something else. Let's tackle the first question that the lady brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty or transparency?
Transparency.
Why?
Because we got to be transparent with each other. Honestly, transparency is going to build a trust.
So
honesty. Let's start with that.
Talk to me about the transparency. I go on a date or you home. Okay, this you go on a trip. Someone come on a trip that you know or that I know.
Mm-hmm.
You go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
You prefer me to say to you, Zoe, I'm going out to dinner with X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Or you prefer after I come back from the date, I say to you, Zoe, I went to dinner with X, Y, and Z.
If I can't vent to you, I can't trust you.
Okay.
In order for me to vent to you, I must be able to trust you. And that's why a lot of men find it hard opening up to their woman.
Because they don't trust the women.
The woman don't make it a safe place for men to trust them.
But Zoe, you laying down on the side of me every day and every night. You don't trust me?
That's the problem. No. You have to create that type of safe space for your man to be able to open up to you.
The space must be created.
Let's just start with that.
How does one create the space?
Communication.
Clear communication.
Making your man feel as if that it's safe for him to not know what we can eat tomorrow. We can figure it out. Making your man know if he loses his job today or tomorrow, you ain't going to leave him. You're going to encourage his behaviors. Women can't do that.
Hold on, Zoe. The person writes your name 3 times. Zoe. Talk to us about that safe place. Sometimes when I get home in the evening, all I want to know is, listen, even if we're eating corned beef, we're eating this stuff together.
Yes, sir.
I must be not saying the right thing because sometimes the space is safe and sometimes it's not. But that doesn't transcend to my sex because our sex is good. Can you have trust without the sex?
No. I'm at the age right now, if the vibe ain't right, they can't even get horny for you.
If the vibe ain't right?
If the vibe ain't right.
It ain't waking.
I just can't even get horny for you no more.
At all.
It beyond, at this, when you get a certain age, it beyond just the lust now. It's about that connection we have now. And to all men out there, bro, if you can't vent to your woman, you with the wrong woman.
But suppose you have more than one woman, though.
No, no, you can't. I can't. No, so now you're playing a different game now.
Okay.
So if you ain't finding that safe space with the first woman, you need to leave that and focus on the next woman.
Okay.
Let's just start with that.
All right, let me read this next text.
Go ahead.
Kenny, you bring the hammer to the shed. Kenny, you bring the hammer to the shed. I like this type of conversation.
Let's talk.
Tell Dwight, stop being playful and have this show for 2 hours. Let you and Zoe do a whole audience where we come, sit down, eat, and have conch balls. Okay.
Let's talk.
So.
Let's talk.
When it comes up to communication,
mm-hmm.
what is within the communication lines and what is out the communication lines? Do you think that you should have open communication, open dialogue on every and anything?
If I can't be transparent with you, if you can't be transparent with me, we don't need to be together. Uncomfortable conversations need to be held.
They must be had.
You know why a lot of relationships fail now?
Talk
unexplained expectations. We ain't talking. Communicating. You know what we trying to do? Me and you can link up, and I want you figure out how to love me. I want you figure out how to treat me. I want you figure out how to sleep with me. No, I ain't got no time for that. We need to communicate. We are not talking.
I want to ask you something. This isn't a text. This is directly from me.
Let's talk.
What makes you get to these realizations? Like, what type of home did you come from? You have mommy and daddy in the home?
Mommy and daddy.
But, okay, so you have mommy and daddy in mm-hmm. the home. So you see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the way your parents raised you instilled these particular values in you?
Major fact. And I grew up around old people too.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Manners and respect.
The way I watch my old man, love my mom, and provide for my mom, that's the reason why I am today. Because of my old man and my home.
Okay.
I'm on the traditional side.
You are a provider.
Big time.
You are a hunter.
Hunter.
Okay.
I create money. We don't just go after money. We create money.
You create this.
Yeah, if A and B ain't working, we can find C and D.
Because you have to find a way.
You have no choice. People depend on me. I am the leader of my home. I take care of two homes. Mine and my mom, my sisters.
Yes, you take care of your sisters?
As well. Big dog.
I don't complain. How many
sisters? Three sisters. I'm the oldest. Only boy.
Of four children?
Mm-hmm.
And you believe that is your village? And
mm-hmm.
those sisters?
That's mine. Me.
No matter what?
No matter what. They know to call big bro. My woman don't have no money problem. She have no stress. That's my job.
That's your job.
But at the end of the day, if things get tough, we know how to reset.
So, Zoe, when you get home in the evening, and I don't know if this is too personal, tell me, Kenny, this is too personal.
You can talk, let's talk.
Okay, when you get home in the evening, so you already had a hard day, we out here hustling trying to make this money.
Mm-hmm.
When you get home, do you expect a hot meal? Let's just say she didn't cook,
mm-hmm.
and you need her just to listen to you, rub your feet, you rub hers, you have some good sex, you have a good conversation. Is that what the average man is looking for?
The average man has to be able to provide that voice to get that.
Okay.
Most men want a submissive woman, but you... See,
okay.
And that's why you have a lot of men avoid big woman. They go after little girls. Because little girls is fault for talks. Big woman is fault for action.
Come on, Zoe. Hey! Come on, Zoe.
Listen, every man want to get a woman listening to them. And no, you ain't giving nothing to listen to, bro.
So this text says, Zoe, create the space. This next text reads, if the space isn't created, I can't get with it. The space must be created, and that goes both ways. Okay, all right. When you and I were on the phone this afternoon, mm-hmm. I posed a question to you because mm-hmm. this was one of the questions that came into my inbox. I can read. If I remember correctly, I
Let's
can't
talk.
Go into Facebook right now.
Let's talk.
The lady said to me, "Ask Zoe this question. You and I have had consensual sex."
Mm-hmm.
I say to you, as the man, I do not want to have a baby with you.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the baby
mm-hmm.
because you realize that I have the financial fortitude to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the baby without my consent.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it's time to take care of the baby, you say, listen, it's time for you to give me a little something. It's time for you to come to the court. Who is at fault here? What are we doing here?
Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to say right now, it might offend some people.
The phone done bursting open.
But I can be honest with you. I don't care.
Okay.
At some point in time, we need to have real life, uncomfortable conversations. This is going to be the conversation right now.
Okay.
I've been the lady selector for years. I speak for women and I speak for men. Listen to me carefully. If you and a man make an agreement to plan a baby, I down with that.
Right.
But at some point, because this been happening for years.
Right.
If the man say, guess what now? And some can say, oh, we shouldn't be having sex. I ain't into that. Because now, if you on the pill,
right,
some of them has come off the pill,
right,
and don't say nothing
at all
because they know what they deal with.
Right.
So now all of a sudden, are you trying to tell me, you're trying to force this man to be something or to put his emotion into something where he don't want to be with you? That's where the problem comes in now. A lot of women want the baby, you know, but they don't want the responsibility what comes with the baby.
So this text
I want women them stop
so
that.
So this text says, preach and welcome to the Church of Kenny. Okay, I like that.
I want them, listen to me, boy.
We listening.
At the end of the day, a two-parent home is better than a one-parent home. Ladies, stop thinking with y'all emotions, bro. Please, don't let your family, don't let your friends encourage y'all to do something what y'all ain't prepared for. Because at the end of the day, if this man don't see well to have this baby with you, you and the baby can be crying.
Okay, this a texter. Why do I have to take this call? I can take it. Good evening, caller. You are on the air.
Good afternoon, Kennedy. How you do?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. My friend who is there with you, I don't know him in person, but he's now my friend.
Okay, we are all one family on Kenny's Corner.
Yeah. I usually call real early because this is my time almost for my ride with church. But let me get straight to it.
Yes, sir.
I had a friend the other day that was interested in this girl for a year.
Right.
He happens to what we call back in the day hit a lick.
Right.
He had a good play.
Right.
Now the girl came to him. She wanted to now show that she's interested. She wanted to sleep with him. No condom or nothing. So he came to me and said, man, bro, what you think with this? I said, boy, you was out there for a while, you know, but what's that? Use the condom. She insists on him not using no condom. So he said, you know what? Put your anger about it. I like to back away from that. Now, one of our other female friends came to us by our little watering hole and said, boy, she's trying to push a baby on your boy.
Mm-hmm.
She was then pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been happening for time.
This has been happening for years.
She was done pregnant. But now I'm a man, old man, leave him a couple dollars well, and daddy done buried now, and everything falling, the boy, all the business, everything falling in his lap. Now she wants to go have this baby. She's done pregnant. She just needed him to go there maybe that one time.
Wow.
And he would have been a
goose.
A father for somebody else's baby.
Okay.
But I like from a boy to talk on that. I didn't get his name.
Selector Zoe.
Okay, the Selector Zoe. You is my cousin now.
What's happening, brother?
I want you to get on that. Let me say, have you heard any other situations like that happening before? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you so much for calling.
Let me say this, love. With that talk right there, it's been happening for years. And if you really want to see stuff get crazy in Nassau, let a lot of these men do DNA tests with their children.
The whole place
burned. That's it now. The murder count gone. That we in trouble now.
Because you know what it is to be taking care of child and you.
This happening right now. This is happening now.
And the thing about it is, I think that is so diabolical. The women know that this is like legitimately not your kid.
Of course they know.
Okay. A woman knows,
but that plan B man. It's the man who they want to be the provider, to be the face for this family. That's who they with now.
Do you think that women sometimes fall in love with the money and not the man?
All the time.
Why?
And especially in this day and time right now, most women in survival mode.
Some of us are raised on love and some of us are raised on survival.
Let's just start with that.
Let's deal with that.
Let's just start with that.
Okay, before we get to this call, can I get to this text 1 second? Selector Zoe, these are some questions for you.
Talk to me.
Ask him about these couples who start out financially equal,
uh-huh,
and the woman starts to make more than all of a sudden she running everything or believes she's running everything. Ask him if a woman gets uglier once they J-U-I-C-E. He's speaking facts. Some women can't appreciate a good man. Things would be so much easier if women had their body count on their forehead. What'd you think of that?
That's been going on right there, man.
We can come back to these things, yeah, but hold on, yeah. We can take this call. We can take this call, Chris? Caller, good evening.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Yes, I'm pretty good. Hey, Zoe, this is a 100% alpha male man you have.
Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, brother. Go ahead and judge.
One question, I will be quick.
Talk to me, bro.
Is Jezebel dead or alive in the Bahamas? I'll hang up and listen to you.
Hold on, break that down. You got to break that down.
You can't just hit us with something and go.
You gotta
we have to know what you mean.
Hey, Zoe.
Talk to me.
Zoe, is Jezebel dead or alive, or Delilah still live in the Bahamas?
Now you gotta break that down, bro. You gotta break what you trying to say. Break it down. That's because we know we have some listeners now.
Do you know what Delilah did to Samson, right?
Okay, I know what regarding to being betrayed and stuff like that. You mean
she deceived him, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am in agreement with you.
Talk
if they
me.
Were to do a DNA, if all men would do a DNA.
Uh-huh.
You will put your hand on your head and say, Lord, help me. I want you to respond to that. I'll hang up and listen to you.
That's the DNA question coming right back at you.
Okay, so what is this guy implementing now? What do you want me to answer now regarding to?
He wants to find out from you, if they really did a DNA test,
mm-hmm.
how would some of us really feel in New Providence?
Oh, we're in trouble. A lot of homes in trouble.
A lot?
But it needs to be done. I could tell you that.
But do you think that women got tired of men scheming on them and so they returned the favor?
I have never met a woman who hurt a man who wasn't hurt first. Women don't naturally become crazy. We made them crazy.
Man, come on, man.
This coming from the G. Ain't no woman naturally crazy. We made them crazy.
So let me ask you something.
Talk to me.
If a man can be honest with himself and say, listen, because I am hurt, because I have suffered trauma, I have then implanted trauma or saying that I love, but did I really know how to love in any event? Does that make a difference?
This goes back to what you said earlier. People who was raised on survival and people who was raised on love see things totally different. The problem right now is that you have people who was raised on love getting a relationship with people who was raised on survival.
And they are unequally yoked.
Yeah, the connection will never be there. You into Luda Vandross, she into City Girls.
City Girls up.
It would never work. That's the problem. No much times they have females reach out to me, my boyfriend don't want to hold my hand in public. He's not that type of guy. Your love language is different. These are the questions we need to be asking.
But I have a next question too.
Let's
talk about that, because this is a question from Facebook though. This is a Facebook question.
Let's talk.
Zoe, what happens when my man wants me to post him?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I finally post him,
uh-huh.
he is no longer posting me.
Say it again. She posting him.
The man asked her
uh-huh.
to post him.
Uh-huh.
When she finally posts him
uh-huh.
he is no longer posting her.
Well, don't post him at all.
We have to go to a break. The phone's bursting open.
Let's talk.
We're going to be back. This is Kenny's Corner, Selector Zoe, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yo, yo. And we can ride the boogie, share that beat of love. I want to rock with you all night. Dance you into the sunlight.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Whatever. I wonder where some gala study round here. See them argue over man where them a share. See them a worry about where next gala wear. And us see them need fi do them here.
Do you hear?
The kind of life we see them living round here. Sometimes it's sorry for this, just where them a be wow. Clear. See no one your load make me here. Man of the least I'm a problem. So me left idiot fi have them. Me too cute fi mix up and blend blend. So tell a girl she fi go with her argument. Me stress free cause me no in a excitement. Them give a free but no man no de beside them. Some girl a hype on me, yes a man a hide them. Nah no pride girl, them no hot man no ride them.
Chat. Me too rich. All right, Chris. All right, Chris, you get the clean version, eh? Good evening. We are here on Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9. Selecta Zoe is in the house.
Yo.
And I want to say a very special shout out to Miss Hart in the accounts department of the Department of Labor. She listens every week. And we are very, very thankful. Thankful that you are listening. Thankful for our listening audience. Now, this is another text. Equally yoked is not just biblical. Same upbringing, same education, same family values. Don't venture out of the circle. This is coming from a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamians can't handle the truth.
No.
This texter also says, God is in charge.
Always.
All right?
Always.
Absolutely. Okay, y'all can't be calling me. I on the air, man. Now, listen to me. This woman says, Kendra, this is an amazing guest you have on today. All right, this next texter reads, Kenny, how does Zoe smell? What?
I know why they asked that.
Why they asked that?
Because I always have Uncle Owen.
Miss, right. I have a man, you know. I mean, what type of thing this is you asking Jesus. Me on the radio?
Boy.
Okay. All right, Zoe, this is the next question. Jesus. This is the next question coming in for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, we even didn't get to that question yet. We can ask this. We can talk about what we were talking about on the break.
Mm-hmm.
We are so used to being fraudulent that we do not know what real actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen?
You can get an amen.
Now tell me what you think about that.
The fact that, and this is the problem why a lot of people lose in life because they don't surround themselves with real people.
They want someone to pity party.
That's the problem. So they put themselves around people, the fact that I tell them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear.
Okay.
And the fact that a lot of people can't be corrected without feeling offended, that's where they'll never grow in life.
Offense is wrong for them.
Yeah, they find that they just get mad with that.
Dead mad.
This is my friend. If I can't check him and he can't check me, that's not my friend.
Understood. Understood. Let me ask you this next
talk
question.
Talk to me.
This is the next question coming from my texter.
Let's talk.
So, as a man, tell me if I am wrong.
Talk to me.
I want to know if it's wrong for me to have a wife and still want someone else. Sometimes I try to fight the feeling, and I am in church, and I want to know from you, as a man, I haven't ventured outside of my wife, but as a man, as a real man, I am not a half man. He keeps saying he's a man. Do you think that this is normal? But I respect my wife, and I respect my vows. I've been married 3 years.
He likes, let me put it this way. She's not as interested in him anymore.
How you know that?
Because for him to ask me that the connection is no longer there. You understand what I'm saying? I would advise that man now to leave right away.
Okay, hold on. He messaged me back. He said, Zoe, stay out of my head and out of my bedroom business.
Listen to what I'm saying. If she had high interest in him, he wouldn't be asking me that question right now. Your happiness matters, bro.
Okay,
as a man, you shouldn't put your happiness aside because you're trying to figure out what is the outcome going to be. Men deserve to be happy as well.
This text says man is designed to conquer. This next text says men are hunters by nature. This next text says he is bored or she is dead in bed. The text, my text texts me back. Kenny, I've asked my wife on numerous occasions for us to have sex.
What type of sex are you trying to have?
But I'm reading it now. For us to have sex. Not just the sex when she wants to go on a vacation. But I'm saying as a real man, I need sex at least 3 times a week. Miles Monroe said that men don't want sex. Men need sex. I'm being denied. She only wants to do one position. You spoke about having normal sex. But Jesus Christ, man, I need some type of sex.
Kenny.
Yeah.
She don't like him.
She don't like him?
She don't love him.
Why?
She's not interested in him.
And she have somebody else, or she just ain't honest
on
that
run? I'm going to be honest with you now. I won't go to that extent and say she has somebody else. But that man right there ain't the man for her.
That ain't a man.
Mm-mm.
This text reads, she is dead in bed. Mm. We all need a threesome. She is love. She is dead. She in love. She is dead. Okay, she's in love. She's dead. Okay, this next text reads, sometimes you have a woman, and the woman that you desire before you put the ring on her finger is wild. She's temptress. I think she's trying to say she is a temptress. Mm. She does all of the things. Mm-hmm. She rubs that little line under. Hey! She rubs that little line under the whatchamacallit.
Mm-hmm.
After I put this ring on this woman's finger, if I could get her to go down there, I'll give you $1.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know that means she ain't dealing
I understand. This kills a lot of relationships. We get too complacent and too comfortable. The energy you put in to get in them, you have to triple the energy to keep them. We live in a time right now, Kenny, where I see that men and women is let themselves go physically and sexually.
Man, so we had this conversation in a chat, right? I'm in a chat with some very beautiful ladies. We are all good friends, right? And I put in the chat the other day, I said, you know something, some women really look bad.
Horrible.
We don't try to do anything to
stink.
We don't try. I mean, come on. Things are very costly, but you have to elevate yourself. It costs you nothing to go to Walmart and get 2 bra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself the proper undergarments. I see sometimes the women come out in these hair bonnets. I don't know if this is a style, but I don't like that. As a woman, you're supposed to perfect your look. Mm-hmm. Even when on my worst day, you could never catch me slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we don't want to look a particular way? Have we let shame take over? Like nobody shame no more.
Mm-mm. Shame.
There were two ladies on Facebook the other day, rowing. Oh, I base him down first, I base him down second. And it was just a money thing. But nobody was shamed to say, like, your bedroom business is outside.
Shame been going a long time.
You think shame gone?
Shame been gone. We need to bring back shame. I don't care what no one say.
Tell me.
I did a video on this on my TikTok yesterday. I just feel as if there are certain things people don't need to know but you. Some things just need to be private, secretive, no matter what. There's just some things. Boy, listen to me. I don't be can't curse.
No.
All right? So I am coming to what?
Right.
I don't mind you selling you for JJ, you know.
Right.
But when you openly
sell it in private.
Openly.
Open.
Letting the world know you sell you for JJ.
It was a babbit, man.
And you want us to look at you as this queen.
No.
No, man, sister, man. You are a for JJ seller.
Ghetto.
I want you to embrace that for JJ. You can't be undercover selling for JJ.
Okay.
No one need to know you selling for JJ.
Let me ask you this.
Talk to me.
This is a question.
Openly.
So this is a self-respect question for you. Because you look like you was a rider on this road. You look like you was a rider on this road.
Let's just start.
Is it okay for your woman, even if it's a bikini or a bashman party, for her to come out looking a particular way? Because these gals on this road come out looking any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And these men that are with them have to be soft.
Mm, you have girl and you have big woman. See, I don't deal with girls.
Okay.
So when I with my woman, she would never even put me in that kind of position to even question her on that.
Because she coming out presentable.
I don't even have to tell her that. She knows her place as a woman.
Okay, hold on. This is the next question.
Talk to me.
This is the next question. So what do you think about praying with your woman?
Highly recommend it.
Why?
Highly recommend it. Because at the end of the day, we need to form some type of foundation in the relationship. The more time you guys spend together, the more time you guys connect together and do things together, it saves the relationship.
Let me ask you something, Zoe. This is coming from a female perspective.
Talk to me.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As a senior woman on this road.
Talk to me.
What do you think that these younger men are looking for? I am a woman of a particular age.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Kenny. No. Don't get me mixed up in your business, miss. Me and you ain't no same age. How you get me in this story? Me and Kenny probably the same age. Hold on.
Talk to me.
I have a younger man. A much younger man. As a matter of fact, he may have gone to school with my eldest son. We are seeing each other on the side. The attraction, the mental capacity is good. The sexual activity that he and I partake in, the sexual activity that he and I partake in
mm-hmm.
is consensual.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes me feel like a woman. Mm-hmm. My husband is deceased, so ain't no scheming.
Okay.
That's the text.
Uh-huh. So what she wants to know exactly?
I think she wants to know what do you think about that, having a younger man? She's a woman of a particular age. That's what she says.
Okay. You listening to me carefully? She's listening, right?
She listening because she just texts.
You could meet a 40-year-old with a 20-year-old mindset. And you could meet a 20-year-old with a 50-year-old mindset.
Okay.
You get what I said just now?
Yes.
I can break it down
again.
Age
is nothing but a number.
That's all, baby.
Okay. This is the next text. Hold on. Young dudes nowadays looking for a come up. The older woman just wants something hard. Oh, my God. Okay. This is another text. Zoe, the lady that I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
is a good woman. Oh, wow. The lady that I'm seeing is a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. We met at church.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a dark side because a part of me wants to date a man. I've dabbled on the side. But
hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I've dabbled on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Should I deal with my attraction or go into this marriage?
He's listening?
The person listening, he's actively texting.
Let that man go be with who he's attracted to.
But he's in the church.
No, that ain't what he want.
He wants the next man.
The body wants what the body wants. Okay. That man wants that man. If he's attracted more, for him even to ask that question, he's already gone.
Okay, this text says, tell him stay from that woman. Go deal with a man. Okay.
And guess what? Me ain't here to judge him. You know, we all like what we like.
Yeah. Wait, this is a judgment-free zone.
Let him know that, bro, I support you 1,000,000%. Whatever he wants to do, with his attraction, whatever he wants, let him go to that man. But to go with that woman, that's the problem now because you want man.
Okay. Let me read this next question to you. So what happens at the end of the day when you find out that the sweetheart has been in your husband's life for more than 6 to 7 years? He's been dating the three of us at one time. So when I sick, she's sick. When he's sick, we sick.
Jesus Christ.
You believe in long time sweethearts?
Boy, Kenny, listen, man. I talking to you. I can be so transparent with you on the show right now because I'm not a perfect man. And okay. Like I tell you, I ain't no love guru. I'm not in a relationship coach.
But you have to be something because these people running my text with violence.
I can tell you what it is. I'm just a man that is explaining things, how things are supposed to be explained because I've experienced a lot of things. And with that being said, I've had my time where I had my sweethearts.
What you mean, sweetheart, so?
I'm going to be real with you.
You was a sweetheart?
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me.
Okay.
When I was on this road,
mm-hmm.
let me show you how my thing go.
Show me.
I'll be in two relationships.
They know about each other?
No. The wife is the wife.
Right.
The sweetheart, know about the wife.
But the wife don't know about the sweetheart?
No. The wife don't know about the sweetheart.
Right.
But the sweetheart, know about the wife. And the sweetheart conducts herself like a wife. See, the problem now, because I can be very transparent with you. This one I was on the road, heavy. The problem now is that you have the sweetheart them, would still want the sweetheart, but they on the road having other sweethearts. This is why the age so high.
So hold on, you expected your sweetheart to be loyal to you?
That's what I'm trying. Kenny, I only can speak. Kenny, listen to me, Kenny. I only can speak for me.
Okay.
When I was on the road, see, I ain't for everyone, Kenny.
I feel you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel you.
Everyone ain't for Zoe. And Zoe ain't for everybody.
I respect
and
it.
And you mean to be honest with you, right?
Yes.
My woman them, it's be my woman them.
Right.
I treat them with respect.
Right.
Okay? But the thing is with this, the reason why I stopped doing that, because sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, eventually, they just want that number one role.
They won't be the wife.
They
won't come in the club and say, this selector's so...
Right? And guess what? That only for one woman.
One woman.
And I could... Boy, as a man, you could try, break that down to them, explain it to them, and then they still want that number one role.
And then they won't pull scene.
No, I don't know the scene pulling.
No, no. Uh-uh. Okay.
I don't fool.
Hold on, we can't break. Chris, we can't break. I got. Okay, but let me read this text. Okay. The phone lines are bursting open. This is a question, Zoe. Why men so intimidated by a strong woman when he knows she's faithful but just hustles hard?
You want me to answer that now?
Answer that now, Zoe, so we can go to break.
The reason why, and I can come in hot now, the reason why most men are afraid of strong, independent women because it requires them to get their stuff together.
Come on, church.
No, I'm telling you that. This,
come on,
I
church.
Just, Kenny, I just tell you why men is go after young girls.
Yes.
Because young girls, you could just say what you want to say to them.
Right.
And they can fall for that.
Right.
But big women who have their things together.
Right.
That requires you now to have your stuff together. And some men ain't prepared to grow up.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We coming back.
Let's talk.
Let me read this next text before we go to break.
Let's talk.
Kenny, tell Dwight, stop playing. We need 2 hours for the show. Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
5-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station. Open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christ Church Cathedral? The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Junk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. Quality.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Selector Zoe is on Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Good evening, caller. You are on.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm listening to the program. I don't want to correct much, but I have a question.
Not a question,
a comment.
Go ahead.
No, regarding the appearance of women on point, so to speak, as you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
That's one side of it, right?
Uh-huh.
But when, and when, because this is a mature conversation,
mm-hmm.
when things have to be taken off, sometimes it can be a deflation, it can be a disappointment. So I just want to strike a balance on the looks on the outside and the looks behind closed doors.
And that's gravity, right? Because when I was 11 or 15 or 16 years old, my breasts were in a particular way, a shape or form. You must realize that as women age, as men age, things have a tendency to fall. But I'm talking about the mere fact of a woman coming out of the house and having some sense of reality of how she should come out as a woman, as somebody that is respected in society, whether she's a mother, whether she's a sister, whether she's a daughter. There has to be some level of shame that says to you, I should not come out of my house looking like this. These two-piece clothes what these girls wear now, which you could see the shape of their whole uterus, are ridiculous.
Yes, I got you. Point taken.
Thank you. Do we have another caller? Caller, good afternoon. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Miss Kenny?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
So,
what's up, bro?
I know. Everything you're saying is real. But the hardest one, which you said was, I think you said woman is falling in love quicker than men.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, so sometime when you meet someone, you know, like that one and only chance, sometime like, mm-hmm. I remember from high school, let's go from high school.
Talk to me,
bro.
And
our emotions change as we mature as men, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to be able to read a woman sometimes. And so I've learned so much and I've seen so much things, to be honest with you, about them lie to me saying they were pregnant. You know, they would check to see if you're scheming and then you find out they really scheming. All of these different scenarios. By the way, Kenny, I have 3 marriage license in the register. It goes like this. You see, once you was a lady or a man and you're sleeping around and so mentioned the pornography and all the toys and all of those things,
mm-hmm.
they take away from the real pleasure because nothing beats a real, live, throbbing man. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they fool themselves. And so what happens is with the porn, between the porn
and the toys,
and just the promiscuous sex here and there, you kind of lose yourself. So when you meet someone and you're settled on, you're kind of disorientated. So you can't help being promiscuous. So if you meet a lady and she already deals with a lot of people, it's hard to really get her settled on. I don't care how hard she tried. You know, because I met a young lady, and she had a slow background, too. Very beautiful lady. I met her by one of my friends' wedding mm-hmm. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And me and her strike off because she was with some friends, et cetera. So we had a date, set up a date. We met up with a fish fry, whatever. I can't even remember. Maybe saw her. And she was very beautiful. She wanted to hold my hand. And I started to. And then I wasn't used to it. I felt like a clown because I didn't really know her. So I don't know if she just break up with someone. And then I noticed, like, you know, some ladies, you know, I'm 60, but I didn't be into these things. But they make it look like you have to impress them when you first start dating them and buying them drinks. I didn't have a problem. I buy them drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch them, in a sense, to try to, you know, I don't prove nothing like that level on a woman because whatever money you have, it ain't enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't portray myself as that type of person. I look to see. I kind of move more prudently with females on this road.
Mm-hmm.
But you write about them being materialistic. But let's say maybe out of 20, you may find, let's say, about 5 that are really genuine and real. Like, so the difference is, like you said, you look for women. So when you look for young girls, me and you kind of like could profile the whole scenario. Use a DJ, I hear your name in the club selector. So all the stud of them mix a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All of them know me. You see what I'm saying?
Because mm-hmm.
I used to be in the club too. And so when you see a woman in the club, that doesn't mean she wants anybody she sees. But, you know, you have a chance. And so with somebody like me, I never had a problem with really approaching women and talking to them. But you as a man, you know, sometimes women come on to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with me, at my age, that don't really move me like that because I look at sex. I mean, and Uncle said something, sometimes sex out of season, sex without reason, et cetera, et cetera. Sex don't don't really move me like I would used to, but at 60, I have a 2-year-old.
Talk to me, okay.
Two children after 52, so I don't have no problem downstairs, you know.
Okay.
The people in Guardian who see me, they tell you how young I look for my age.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I'm not going to my grave. I'm not bragging.
Okay,
but I'm
bro.
Saying that's only because I still cycle and exercise.
Okay.
Keep things flowing, and I underweight for my height.
Okay.
So some type of performance thing there, maybe a Guinness or two for me. I've never take those enhancement things. I don't really know what they are, but what I'm saying is, I'm glad you mentioned the sexual performance side of it,
uh-huh.
and the gentleman said that too.
Uh-huh.
So out of my lifetime, I've encountered one female like that.
Okay, bro. Let's get to the foundational. Like what you want to know, bro? Talk to me. Let's not be a volcano. Talk to me.
Yeah, but the real thing is
mm-hmm.
the social dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this show is really to enlighten people on how to deal with one another, because at the end of the day, this is for a woman. I'm trying to say something here.
Talk to me.
When you meet a woman, her physique could change, like Kenny say. So sometimes you like her, she was appropriate, and then she get fat, and then she, or they just don't allow themselves together. You might still like them, but, you know, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really want to say is, answer this. You know that physical attraction is a real part of falling in love with someone. That's what I'm saying.
It is, it is.
Because that's what it is. But
our caller is gone. Chris, do we have another caller on the line? Caller, good evening. Caller, good evening. Hello, caller. Caller, good evening. Okay, that caller is gone. this is a text that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman mentioned sexual enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
This is another question. Why do men let their friends cost them a good woman? It's because their woman is lousy. Is it because their woman lousy and is walk the street and like company, or is it that he may want his friend to find a woman? This is another text. This text reads, the caller and you mentioned sexual enhancements. Do you think that if you have to use a sexual enhancement, that means you're cheating, that you're not actually having sex with the person that you love, or is it lying and not being transparent? We have a caller on the line. Caller, good evening. Hello.
Good evening, Miss Kenny.
Good evening.
Good evening, Selector Zoe.
What's happening, bro?
I'm okay. I just want y'all to know that I'm calling all the way from Georgia.
From Georgia.
Let y'all know y'all are from fans all the way up here.
Thank you. Appreciate
that, bro.
So I just wanted to chime in and ask a question relationship-wise.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to initiating lovemaking. Who do you think should initiate? Because there are times when you're in a relationship as a man,
mm-hmm.
you see the man always initiating it, and the woman doesn't initiate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a sense that the woman doesn't want to, but what do you think are the barriers that may hold her back from wanting to initiate? I know selectors, though, they probably want to answer this, but I want to get Ms. Kenny's perspective on this. What are the barriers that prevent a lady from wanting to initiate lovemaking?
I think sometimes...
I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, I think sometimes what prevents a woman from initiating sex is that she may not feel comfortable. I know what initiation means, that you are comfortable. It means that I want to show you that I love you. Sometimes, and I will be very honest with you, I sit at a table with some ladies that we have experienced life. Some of us may have had partners that do not know how to make love to us. And so we try to make love to them, but because their egos are so high, they may not necessarily want to take our prowess. We have situation, may feel as if they'll listen, I can only have sex in the night. Or I can only have sex in the dark. And you have some women that have embraced their bodies and they want to have sex in the day with the lights on and not wearing a t-shirt. You have sometimes when a woman may not want to be advantageous in sex because she knows that this man is out there skullduggering. And maybe the woman has called her or sent her a private message on Facebook and say, your husband said that he having sex with everybody else but you. Or you could be in a situation where all of your friends know that your man is scheming. You are married to this man, right? And you go by the church or you go by a particular place because you and the girl are friends. And she then says to you, well, he's sleeping with everybody else but you. So you have no one, you feel a particular way. And so after you then drag her from the top of her head to the crown of her feet, It gives you a particular type of feeling. So women don't always want to be the advancers. But when a woman is comfortable, when a woman loves you, when a woman understands that you take her breasts, whether they are on the top of her forehead or down by her ankle, and she can communicate with you. Because you see, sex is a dance, baby. You understand? Sex is more than just what I see visually. That's, babes, how you doing today? You are right? Like, it's a rhythm. It's a movement. It's something that makes you want to say, hey, I want to share my life with you. I want to share my body and my space and my time with you. And as a woman, you want to exude that on your partner. And that's what makes sex sometimes a little bit resentful for us. We may not always want to be the pursuers. And a man is a hunter. I want you to understand when we say sex is a dance, sex is a melody, sex is about cherishing that person. It's about making that, bringing that person to your level and you taking them to yours and you taking it both to a extra sensual level. We have another caller. Chris, we can't take no more callers. It's 10:30, it's 7:30. Chris, selector, so you get the last word.
That man was speaking right now. He's still on the phone?
He said he hung up to hear us.
I don't know if it's a situation going on with him, but I'll say this. There's somebody out here for all of us.
Every top of a bottom.
Okay. Now, this always worked for me. I feel like a lot of men just need to focus on women that like them.
Yes.
Women who are attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Women who they can be transparent with. Women who they could connect with.
Yes.
You will not have that problem.
Amen.
And if you have that type of sex appeal, let's start with that now. A lot of men want this type of, attention from the woman, but they don't really have that attention look.
Hey, go to the barber every week, brother. Fix up yourself.
Let's just start with that.
Okay.
Kenny.
Hey.
A lot of men will not be in this type of problem regarding to feeling used or getting used or not getting the enough attention that they crave. And as men, we have egos. I know where he's coming from. Us men, we want to be, okay, baby, I want you.
I got you.
I want you.
I want this.
You only get that from women that like you.
Only.
Only.
Chris, they're wrecking planes in the back here. So, selectors, the board is still led. You what you have to do next week? You can't come back.
That's I'll have a talk with my manager.
Talk with your manager, yeah. Selector Zoe. But I'm just amazed that you actually took my call, because Zoe, I was trying to find you for weeks. I appreciate you coming out here.
That's
man.
No problem at all.
I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, Selector Zoe was in the house. Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio. This has been another thrilling week. Mm-hmm. Zoe's going to stay back because we have some ladies that want to have a conversation. This is where the real rubber meets the road.
Kenny, also, before we go, you know what I'm going to do for you too also? Because
talk
I know
to
that
me.
We have a lot of people that want to know something sometime.
Talk to me.
I'm going to air my business line out on the airways right now.
Praise God.
Okay, and for people that want, they're looking to hear the truth and wanting there's someone to talk to, because we all going through certain things right now.
Life is be life in.
You can send me a WhatsApp on 429-0234.
Okay.
That's 429-0234. Free consultation.
Absolutely. So
right.
I may need you back next week. I can see what Dwight say, because Dwight probably going to throw me out the station today. But anyway, it's been real. This has been Kenny's Corner, another
definitely
thrilling, invigorating conversation here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm your host with the absolute most, Kendani Campbell Moss. Fresh news, smart talk.
Loving you, weather. Time for good and bad. Sad. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah. Well, the time.